Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host. And we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Studio. And I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asad Mudarrisi. And I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. Well, speaking of Satan, makes all the stories a little bit more fascinating. Do we really recognize that this act of mine is satanic? Or this friend of mine is just like Satan? Do we recognize different forms of Satan in
our life?
Like
as a character or a being? No.
As being attributed to Satan?
No. To me, like this concept of Satan is like a negative trait.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, envy, dishonesty. Like those features that they find them in the characteristics
of Satan. So I can have different Satans in me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So what about you? What's your perspective towards Satan and different forms of Satan?
I mean, I would consider in my life, anything that tries to deceive me, whether be it human or an application or a thing or a technology or anything, anything that tries to step in my way, in my path, towards my perfection, at least to the extent that I have come to realize, I would consider that as a Satan, be it an attribute, be it a human being or anything.
Mm.
But this doesn't necessarily mean that the human being is a Satan himself or herself.
No.
But
they can have some satanic.
Yes, but even we can have those features.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So now the thing is, to recognize it is one thing. And then to find a way, to find a kind of solution to how to manage it is another thing.
Yeah, of course. And controlling it.
Yeah, controlling it. So there are many people around us, among us. We know them. Sometimes it could even happen to us ourselves. Nobody would love to be a liar. Nobody.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who would consciously love to be a liar? For sure, no. The thing is, to lie is also, again, a form of Satan. And just as you said, like it could be an application, it could be any other materialistic tool that is taking me towards the very wrong direction. All of these things are different forms of Satan. Once I recognize it, how can I control it? Like, how can I deal with it? Is there any way for me to actively get engaged in the process of deactivating that Satan inside me?
I mean, to put it more simply, I mean, what is it that we are doing in our religion? I mean, we are living, we're going around, running our chores, businesses, doing whatever we can, and yet at the same time, try to stick to those rules and main principles that we have.
Well,
yes?
Sometimes it's very difficult. Like, for example, you yourself in your workplace. Imagine yourself as an ambitious person, not as a person who takes everything in a very just manner. You're ambitious, and then you have a colleague. Something is offered to you. You know that the other person deserves it more, but would you hand it down to them very easily?
Yeah, of course it's not that easily.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
I mean,
so how would you control that Satan, that form of Satan inside of you?
I mean, it's really hard in the very first place to recognize it. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is recognizing it. I mean, all these things that you mentioned, all these, maybe it may take a process of half a day to be happening, presenting that offering to me. But it all happens in my mind so dynamically and so automatically that I don't even realize there is something or someone else some whispers trying to deceive me.
Yeah.
That's the point. I mean, this whispers, this is, I think, what we can call waswasa in Islamic traditions.
Temptation.
These temptations that you do feel that there is somebody or something pushing you towards it. But yet, these things are the things that make the sins seem before your eyes so small or even unimportant.
So trivial.
Yeah, they make them so trivial and unimportant that you just pass by them and you just ignore them so easily. So I personally have come to the experience that when I look back, I can find the answer that, yes, I was under that satanic temptation and whisper that I did such a wrong thing. But personally, I haven't yet come to any kind of a firm proof to go for it.
Yeah. So for me personally, I do, just as the brother mentioned, those whispers, I can totally put it in this way that, generally speaking, as it's been mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran, that both ways are, the knowledge of both ways have been given to human beings. They already know what is right and what is wrong. And add this to that concept of whisper, the voices that we hear underneath our inner personality, inner self, the voices that we hear, they tell us everything and we already know where we are. So at the moment when there is a trigger, I already know that I'm doing something wrong or right. But the problem is, I can't control it. Even when that voice is telling me that what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, you know, it takes like much effort and maturity and understanding. Like, it is really hard. When we just simply talk about it, we come up with solutions like, okay, you need to know that you're wrong. Then take these steps. Okay, just stop doing the thing that you regarded as a mistake. And then just everything will be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But when we just put it into practice, it takes much maturity to understand that there is evil there and that temptation is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then at that stage that you're just enjoying what you're doing, stop. Like this, quitting the wrongs while we're enjoying them. And just in Islam, we have those reminders that in all moments you need to be aware evil is there. The temptation is there, but sometimes it's just simply forgotten. Like, we forget that he is there, or this trait, this feature, this greed that I have in me, simply in our lives. Like, I want something more, and I just go with the greed of wanting more of, let's say, this materialistic things.
Yeah.
So I can't control, like, I cannot stop myself. And at some stages, as normal human beings, we forget that this is also one feature, one characteristic, one face of evil.
So you perfectly mentioned dishonesty as a form of Satan.
Yes.
Now, in today's world, we see a lot of it in different aspects of life. Like, I forget about media because that's a whole different story. In the real life that we're living, people are under the effect of this notion that I have offered to the entire world a different masked version of myself. This masked version is not truly me, and it has got, in some cases, it has got nothing to do with the true me, but I am going to deceive people. The bad part is that, the very sad part is that, you do not say to yourself that I'm trying to show this imperfect version of myself to others. I'm not going to offer an imperfect version of myself to others. The one that is not true. The one that is based on dishonesty. I'm deceiving other people. I do not say these things to myself. I just try to be this perfect person in front of others while I'm truly not.
You know, this also comes from self-recognition. Like, we have a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam who mentions, he who knows himself can control the evil. So if I know myself well, like, that is why I say it takes maturity and practice. Like, I should know myself to that degree, to that extent, that I know that here, that though I'm enjoying the thing that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So though I feel like I want to continue doing that thing, like, let it be greed or whatsoever, I should recognize myself to this extent that, okay, this is wrong, and here is the stage which you need to keep reminding yourself of the thing.
Yeah, so do you mean that I must differentiate between me, myself, And that's forms of Satan that exist in me.
That's self-recognition of myself and the moments that I know that evil is talking in me.
Yeah, that's the same as that verse that says we have given him the torch.
Yeah.
He knows all. He has got that wisdom of true and wrong. And it's on them to decide which one to pick. So at this point, try to reflect on what we have been saying. Go for a sip of water and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So how can I practice to recognize it right at the moment that this voice that I'm hearing is not me? It's actually the Satan in me that is leading me toward the wrong direction.
Yeah, I think one of the things that really helps us most in these situations is that reflection that dear sister mentioned. I mean, each and every night we have to look back at what we did and what we could have done in those situations. Each and every night, look back retrospectively. Look what you have done. You have the best judge in yourself. You, as you said, we all are bestowed upon with this instinct that we can judge ourselves. Even if we try to outwardly justify it, we are the best judges for ourselves deep inside. We do realize I shouldn't have done that. But yet when somebody asked me, a friend asked me, no, I had the right to do it. So you see, deep inside, we do have the best judges inside our heads and inside our minds. And by going instinctively, we can do it. But this reflection helps us also differentiate between the different types of these satanic attributes. Like sometimes we have arrogance. Sometimes, as you said, we have despair, this lack of hope. Sometimes we do have some concept of procrastination. We tend to leave the thing, good things to be done later on.
We have the time.
Yes, we have the time, so let it be for another time. These are all the different forms that can be realized. Of course, they can also be realized and recognized by referring to the books our scholars have provided. But the best thing is to judge ourselves each and every night.
Yeah. So to put yourself into that account that sister was just mentioning before they come to bring you into that account. So now when I recognize it, I have to control it.
Yeah, for sure.
What are the best ways you would recommend? How could I just control this monster inside of? How could I just tame it?
Well, I also refer to that self-reflection that I need to realize and then know that the thing is just that temptation is the evil thought in my mind. And then just by practicing, like finding some alternatives. To me, what works is that when I find myself in the tricks, like I feel like I'm being tricked by evil, I just go for when I realize, like, there are many situations in which I'm not even aware that the thing that I'm doing is based on those evil thoughts. Then the thing that when I'm aware in the rare moments that I know what I'm doing is a temptation, the thing that really helps me is just going with the alternatives, like finding a better, a more helpful solution to find my problem. Like there are many shortcuts simply in our lives, in all moments, in different situations that make life easier for us, but at the same time lead to what evil wants from us.
Very true.
So yeah, when we make our way like a little bit harder, though I know it is like tough. When
more complicated, but still this is going to be the best.
Yeah, exactly. At least you're sure that what you're doing is the safe and sound way of living as a Muslim.
Try to find a way to control them, just as you said. Maybe it would make my journey so much more complicated, but it's better than just taking the simple ways, though the wrong ones that go through and towards the satanic ending. So this was all. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكن.